All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 73. Learning today is sponsored by Rameir Bruckheimer in memory of his mother, Rachel Bassi Sachar, by Fred Oppenheimer in memory of his father, Yaakov and Yehoshua, and by Ari Rotalski in memory of his mother, Malka Perel Bassi Tzach Yaakov, Tehenish Masam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, really interesting potential, I don't want to say myth, a question, it may be a misunderstanding, that I heard today, and that is, should one say a Shehechianu upon receiving the COVID vaccine? So if you will be receiving the COVID vaccine in the near future, or even not so near future, is obviously given everything that's going on in the world, one can view it as a pretty monumental event. Certainly the accomplishment is life-changing, world-changing, hopefully. So does that warrant a Shehechianu? So I heard this question was going around. In Rav Schechter's Parshasha this past week, Rav Arya Leibowitz, who was listening in on the Zoom, asked this question. He said he was asked by a doctor who had been on the front lines and seen a lot and is in line to get the vaccine and feels a real strong sense of simcha and gratitude to Hashem for the Yeshua that's coming and would like to say Shehechianu on receiving the COVID vaccine. Similarly, Rav Schechter said he was actually asked this question from Eretz Yisrael as well. So before I give Rav Schechter's answer, I'll just give two qualifications, background points of saying Shehechianu, and hopefully that'll help us appreciate where Rav Schechter is coming from. So number one, it's got to be that it brings you simcha. I know that seems obvious, but it's a sliding scale. It's not a one-size-fits-all for Shehechianu. Shulchan Aruch gives a couple examples in Reish Chaf Gimel Gimel. Bana bayis chadash o kona kelim chadashim. Nevarech al kol pam Shehechianu. You build a new house, you buy new items, new clothing, new houseware, whatever. You say a Shehechianu. On what? So the Mishnah Berurah says, like, which house items? So Mishnah Berurah says, and anything that leave ha'adam sameach b'hem, anything that's going to make you happy. Ani b'ra'u yilo, so a poor person will have his standards. V'ashir b'ra'u yilo, and a wealthy person will have different standards. What excites the ani might not excite the ashir. Do I make a shechianu on a new suit? How often do you get new suits? How exciting is that for you to get a new suit? It all depends. So that's the basic idea. Again, building a new house, it's like a pretty big deal. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah though says, just as an aside, if one's house burnt down, chas v'shalom, and then they rebuilt it, for sure Shehechianu. If you voluntarily knocked your house down and rebuilt it, you said that's a suffix. There's a machlokas and suffix lahakol, so you wouldn't say Shehechianu. Interesting. Either way, back to the story here. So that's point number one. For this doctor who clearly feels very emotionally charged and excited about it, so it's right way for him to say Shehechianu. For somebody, if they wouldn't, if they feel like, okay, I'll take it, but whatever, I don't know, he has apprehensions about it, doesn't want to take it, I guess then why would he take it? But maybe he doesn't feel the same level of excitement for whatever reason, everybody's different. So then that would not warrant a Shehechianu. That is point number one. Point number two, and this is the kicker really for Rav Schechter, is the following. One only makes a Shehechianu on a personal tova. So Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Hei says, if you buy something that is going to be used by you and the rest of your family, then the bracha is not Shehechianu, rather the bracha is Hatov Hamitiv. Baruch Ad Hashem Lakinim Al Cholam. Hatov Amitiv. So I was giving the example of a house before, but the truth is, it's not a great example, and the Mishnah Berurah says this, unless you're living by yourself. But if you build a new house, or buy a new house that your whole family is going to benefit from, you don't make a Shehechianu, you'd make Hatov Hamitiv. You buy a car that your whole family is going to benefit from, it's not a Shehechianu, it's a Tov Hamitiv. If it's like a personal joyride car, nobody else, it's just mine, then you make a Shehechianu. But otherwise, the bracha would be Hatov Hamitiv. You build a new shul, or a community acquires a new shul, the bracha would be hatova mitiv, because that's a communal tova, not a personal tova. Another interesting one, Rav Schechter says, when a chassan gives an engagement ring to the kala, so she's very excited, hopefully she is, and so she would maybe think, oh, I should make a shehechianu on this, it's a, you know, once in a life, it's a great moment for me, great purchase. The answer is no. Rav Schechter says, they should each make hatova hamitiv, because it's not just a personal tova for her. They're both happy. They're sharing in the simcha, and therefore they should both make hatova hamitiv. So that's a general klal. Given that that's the case, Rav Schechter says, here the bracha should be hatova hamitiv, not Shehechianu. Because it's not just like a personal tova for the one receiving the vaccine. It's good for the whole society, for the whole world. The more people are getting the vaccine, the more people have immunity, the safer we are. So it's part of the larger tova, the communal worldwide, communal tova. So therefore, the bracha would not be Shehechianu, it would actually be Hatova Meitim. That being said, I'll just say that Rav Schechter's Lashon was, he probably should make the bracha. He didn't say he should. He said he probably should make the bracha. So maybe a little further, Ian, before we would issue a psak. But that is what Rav Schechter said. It's a new shayla. So, you know, it's just being, I guess, thought of now. Baruch Hashem, it's a lemaisa shayla. And just last thing I'll add, it wasn't part of the discussion, but in the Dirshu Mishneh Brura, they quote a machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashe regarding Mikha Shechiano on glasses. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says you do not, because the Iker use of glasses is Bederech Refuah. It's just to help my eyes, you know, feel better or function better. It's not like an article clothing that you get excited about. It's tachlis. It's, you know, it's necessary for Refuah. You don't make a Shechiano on that. Rav Yashe says, no, people view it like jewelry. It's something that you adorn yourself with. It's beautiful. So you would make Shechiano. But they both agree, if something, the function is just like medicine, Refuah, that's not Shechiano worthy. So I'm thinking here, like, this is Refuah. But I think you could say no, like that's for a normal, like, you know, you don't make a Shechiano on your antibiotics, because that's Refuah. But something as epic as, you know, the invention of this vaccine, it's such a global issue right now. I think it goes beyond perhaps the regular Inyanei Refuah, and it has so much more meaning than that. So perhaps that's where Rav Schechter means that it would be Shaykh the Bracha, but it would be Atov Amitiv, not Shechiano.